Today on Reservations All Over America, people are learning to live with type 2 diabetes. What we need in Indian country are role models representing healthy lifestyles. If we look, we'll find those role models right in front of us, our elders.
Born in 1931, Faye Wehenneka was raised by her grandparents on the isolated north end of the Warm Springs Indian Reservation. Her grandparents firmly believed in healthy foods, edible roots, berries, deer meat, bear meat, grouse, and salmon, which was considered more medicine than food.
My activity was carrying wood, carrying water, chasing after horses, which was a lot of exercise. So I ran the fields in the hot summer day. I look back at it with real great memories, how healthy we lived. We only ate 3 meals a day. We never ate between meals. A lot of work from morning till night. That was our lifestyle. Always happiness, always laughter.
Faye was the first in her family to be diagnosed with diabetes, without realizing she had gone from a healthy way of life to a world of fast food and stress.
Today we live in a different world where we're worried about time management, eating fast food, short lunch breaks, or no lunch breaks, and we tend to eat junk food, which I totally blame why I am a diabetic today. I never took the time to look at a healthy lifestyle. We need to work with our time management in our lifestyle.
Three of Faye's children are diabetic. One in particular has become a model patient in more ways than one.
My daughter's controlling her diabetes without no medication. And Jenny, the diabetic nurse, is very proud of her. And they've made a calendar. And she's going to be in this calendar exercising down at the gym. My daughter walks every morning, break time, noon, break time, in the evening, where our firefighters train. She runs those hills up there in the evening, and she runs a few miles from her home, and she runs the Hood to Coast run.
Faye regularly attends the diabetes breakfasts, mineral pool swims, and special health programs hosted by her tribe.
We have natural mineral springs. We have a resort called Kaneda Resort, and we have an Olympic-sized swimming pool. So during the summer months, we have a lady named Lucinda that takes a lot of diabetic people out, and they do water exercises, and they thoroughly enjoy that. And they have healthy snacks afterward. Or maybe they come home and have a healthy lunch.
Faye and her children could face difficult challenges in the years ahead, but there is hope. As Faye suggests, perhaps the good news is locked in the past.
And I think the whole community in all Indian country, we should return back and pay ourselves a visit and look at the healthy lifestyle that our ancestors lived. They didn't suffer stress. They had very good attitudes. So hopefully a message carries across the United States to all the Indians, no matter where we are, to look at fried bread and wish for it and walk away from it. Or take one bite and chew very slow. That's good enough.
For Wisdom of the Elders, this is Rose Highbear.
Health and Healing is written and produced by Larry Johnson in collaboration with KCUW LP FM Radio at the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indians and the Benton Foundation's Sound Partners for Community Health, funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which is dedicated to improving health and healthcare for all Americans. Special thanks to Sue Matters, station manager at KWSO Warm Springs Radio Station, and Jenny Smith at the Warm Springs Diabetes Clinic. For more information about our guests or to help support our program through Friends of Wisdom of the Elders, check out our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. Coming up on Artist Circle, Bruce Crespin introduces us to master basket weaver Pat Courtney Gold. Then on Turtle Island Storytellers, Darlene Foster tells a first contact story from the Oregon Trail that was passed down to her by her mother and great-grandmother.
They would bring with them the knowledge that we could stand up to a tree and knock it over, that they would bring a snake that would carry the people and a big bird that would carry the people to see the great white chief.
Stay with us. I'm Arlene Eskay, and this is Wisdom of the Elders.
Wisdom of the Elders is an American Indian nonprofit corporation located in Portland, Oregon. We record and preserve oral history and cultural arts of American Indian storytellers, historians, artists, and song carriers, and share their messages with diverse public audiences.
When you feel the fish hit the net, blow that whistle. Remember, the falls are the drum. The winds are your singers. Fish are your dancers. Just sing the rum bustles.